welcome to the FSF Popcast live show.
Hello and welcome, kids and cadets. Welcome to the FSF Popcast. I am Tim. I am your host. I am joined tonight by, of course, our GM, John.
Hello.
And he also does our editing, so we're going to play nice with him. And then we have the awesome Sam, a.k.a. Udex, from Growing Up Skywalker. And we'll let Sam tell you all about Growing Up Skywalker here in just a moment. But this is the 23rd edition of our monthly game, and we're so excited to be here and so excited to have a night where we can get together and play and have some fun. But we also have some necessary tasks to go through and discuss before we jump into the game. A couple of quick reminders. But first, Sam, why don't you tell everybody about Growing Up Skywalker and why they should be checking out your fantastic show?
For sure. Well, I'm Sam, and my fiance and myself have a podcast called Growing Up Skywalker. What the pitch is, she had never seen any Star Wars when we met, and we are getting married in like 3 months, so time has elapsed. But we are watching all of the canon works in universe chronology. So right now we are in season 3 of Rebels. We've watched Andor, we've watched Clone Wars, we watched a bunch of Bad Batch, we watched all the movies, and it has been so much fun to watch it, not only in that order, but with a new viewer. And if you want to know more about, you know, people who've read all the books and stuff and played the games, that's me. So join us there. We've had Tim as a guest a few times, and it's been just the most fun. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's a good show. And for me, one of the things I love about your show is watching the show through Anna's eyes and seeing how Anna just like totally eats it up and how she reacts to it. And it's changed a lot of perspectives for me and how I see things or thought I was seeing things in the Star Wars world. So it's a pretty cool take. So like we said, tonight is game time. Of course, we are going to be playing our Star Wars RPG, the same one we've been playing for 22 other episodes. But I want to remind you that there is still time for you to donate to this, what our special live that we had last week. Last week, Monday, we were joined by Armin Shimmerman, Kitty Swink, Jonathan Frakes, John Billingsley, and Juan Carlos Cotto. And we were helping to raise money for pancreatic cancer research and trying to help them destroy pancreatic cancer because it is such a horrible, horrible disease. Right now, currently as it sits, only 13% of people who get pancreatic cancer survive. As it looks, they're expecting 65,000 to 66,000 people to get pancreatic cancer this year. They're expecting 55,000 of them to die. That is how strong this disease is. And so we're trying to raise money. You can still donate there till April 27th. That's when the Purple Stride Walk is. And please, we'll put those, I'll make sure that note there gets down into the show notes down below. Even if you can just donate $5, just $5. Skip a Starbucks trip, skip a cheeseburger this week, skip a slice of pizza, whatever it is that costs you $5 on a weekly basis, skip one of those things and you will have done something good for humankind. You know, do good when you have the opportunity. And that's basically what this is. And so, yeah, but it was a wonderful, wonderful event. You can still watch that on our YouTube channel. And I will say this. Most of the time while Jonathan Frakes and John Billingsley were on camera was Kathleen and I just pointing a microphone at them and shutting up, just letting them talk, because those two are bonkers together, unhinged in the best way possible when they start telling jokes to one another and doing all the things. It was a lot of fun. So please go check that out. And unfortunately, fortunately, but unfortunately, Mr. Ben Riley will not be with us tonight. Mr. Ben is watching from the Peanut Gallery. Hi, Ben. Ben got a new job, and so he's not able to join us right now, but we're working on some ways to change that so Ben can join us on our regularly scheduled gaming nights here. But yeah, so we'll have Scurvy back in his murderous robot ways here shortly.
Hopefully.
Unless John kills him tonight. We'll find out.
Oh, but then Scurvy can be
involved.
Well, he wouldn't be killing him. He would just be deactivating him.
No, I don't kill people when they're not here.
Yeah, that's very rude.
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
It's just good table manners.
You don't kill
characters when they're not there.
Yes. And then just real quickly, we want to remind everybody about our three show sponsors, show partners. There is, of course, Monkey Cult Coffee. Go to monkeycultcoffee.com. Use code FSF10 to get yourself some tremendously awesome coffee. Right now, they have bourbon chocolate chip, toasted coconut rum, and their newest flavor, golden honey agave. Actually, they also have a new one that's like it's like an after-dinner cigar, I think is what it's called, the after-dinner cigar. But, yeah, it's hard to describe, but go. It honestly, it sounds phenomenal. But yeah, but use the code FSF10 when you check out, you'll get 10% off. And then also we have TCT, where fashion meets fandom, and you go to that website and use code FSF15 to get your discount there. Get yourself a nerdy shirt. It's a lot of fun. And, finally, we have Level Up Sabers, the only saber that's guaranteed to be better than a stick, with a whole bunch of on-screen accurate saber hilts and custom hilts for you to be able to choose from. You can have a lot of fun with that. You are sure to find the Kitty Remover 3000, I mean, lightsaber of your dreams. And that link is down in the show notes down below. And you guys want to check that out as well. Ben says, don't worry, Scurvy is just upgrading some artillery. He'll be back on the ship. And
classic Scurvy.
One loss. Love the ducky shirt.
Yep. Thank you. My wife picked this out for me, so I have to wear it.
If we work this out, we could get you a ducky tie, and then you could be like,
suit up.
Suit up. And wear a ducky shirt and tie for a whole year.
Tim, you got a power clash. He needs a goose tie.
I do not like the Cobra chickens.
And as a reminder, Kathleen will be here shortly. She says she's stuck at the Department of Intergalactic Vehicles trying to get all our new ships registered. So, and she's almost done.
What is it, this lawful character? We can fake that. We can just ride around.
We've got the technology. We can make it happen. Yep. All right. Very good. Well, to introduce us to our show, we have into our game for this week, we have this. All right, there we go. All right, John.
What?
I've stalled as long as I can stall to try and get Kathleen back to help save us.
I'm trying.
She's in the room. She's in the room.
That's quick.
Yeah.
I just can't get my darn computer to turn on.
Yeah, she's using a Windows machine over there.
Shut your stupid ducky face.
I don't know what's more fun, having her on camera and having you two guys go back and forth at stuff like this, or having this where I know she can hear me and I can talk and I can only hear whispers of her from the other end of the room.
I know where you live.
This is also true. I'll play nice. Okay.
I'd have to be really determined to make that drive, though.
Yeah.
On that note, I'll go back to being a jackass.
Yeah, nobody's surprised.
Okay, I'm going to turn your mic off again, Kathleen.
All right, John, lead us to our doom.
Okay, so as we might remember, you were assigned to go to the Quat Drive Yards and obtain plans for something called Project Doomslayer.
I do.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you were going to take about 30 troops with you to create diversions and
all right.
That. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a, I believe, Alpha or Sentinel, some Imperial ship that definitely has a VIN number still, that we are driving in with basically all the best infantry we brought, and I guess we're going to leave the rest of our ships in the wings because we don't have them quite ready. So,
okay,
infantry assault to start, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll have some people show up later to help us out.
Maybe.
Or we'll get slayed by the Doomslayer. Who knows?
Who knows? So I just want to ask, okay, because we didn't talk about this ahead of time. Is it going to be one mass unit going through, or are you going to split them up?
I thought we were just taking one ship.
But, I mean, once you get there.
We might get pinned down if we take all at once. It depends on how many people are here. Surely our robot... Poke. No, he's BIOS updating. He doesn't know. Do we have any information about this place as far as, like, are there different wings or something?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the drive yards themselves are actually a giant ring that goes around the entire planet.
Ah, cool.
And so you have a relative idea of which R&D lab you're looking for. It's just a matter of getting there in one piece and getting out in one piece with the information you need.
How, like, what's the toroidal diameter of this ring? And how thick are the walls?
Because
we have spacesuits.
Right.
And we don't need, like, prisoners.
True.
Okay, so I thought you were asking, like, you wanted to, like, try and hold a maneuver through the rings.
Oh, nothing so complicated. I was going to proton torpedo my way through the rings.
Oh, so you just want to blast a hole in it. Okay.
Well, what if we can't find parking?
Yes. No, there's plenty of parking. In fact, you know, wrong answer,
John. I want to make my own parking spot.
There's nothing preventing you from doing that except for the dice. But
do they offer valet?
What?
Do they offer valet?
Oh, do they offer valet? I thought you said something about the opera ballet, and I was really confused because you don't like either one of those things.
If I gave you French fries, will you not fill me?
No.
French fries for you, then.
Fair enough.
You can turn your microphone back on, though, so we can hear her.
It is on.
What'd you do wrong with it, then?
Nothing. I plugged it in.
Ah.
You touched my stuff.
Anyway.
Did you touch my drum set? Anyway.
That's enough.
Well, I think the closest, easiest way to get there is to send in the whole ship, and then we will offload, and then we'll start a running battle. Because between Ted... and myself, we really can't pretend to be stormtrooper. And Edna, we really can't pretend to be stormtroopers or imperial officers. So we're just going to do a rapid assault. We'll split our team into two teams. One of them will follow us and keep a tail. The other one will attack targets of opportunity. And we'll leave it in the capable hands of the presumably a lieutenant and a major or something that we have for us. Because what's her name with the purple hair seems to trust us as far as she can throw us.
Which, depending on the planet, could be pretty far.
Could be.
Yeah.
This is in space, so it could be forever. This is centrifugal gravity. It doesn't count.
Yes. All right. So, in approaching the docking ring there, you receive the standard request for identification.
We have identification, right?
Presumably, yes.
Because I went to the Department of Intergalactic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Edna has some that she got from the... Look at this! It's a totally legit shuttle Tiberia.
You've never been so legal.
I know, yeah. We are requesting parking at Bay B-37.
All right. Tiderium, you are cleared for B-37. Please follow the indicators. Do not deviate from the course.
Thank you, Project Kuat Drive here in space. Beep,
boop, beep. All right.
Flying casual.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so B-37, which I should make note of that just in case we need it for later.
Hey, where'd you guys park?
Oh yeah,
we'll put a GPS tag on the
on
the ship, you know.
Yeah, Google Maps waypoint or whatever.
Take a picture of the parking lot.
So the bay they're having you land in is predominantly cargo. There are stacks of crates, binary load lifters, grab sleds, lots of cover, theoretically, as you're looking at it. And, you know, a couple big loading doors going out, you know, straight in and off to either side into adjoining bays.
This thing's armed, right?
What, the shuttle?
Yeah.
Of course.
It has all the pew-pews.
Yeah. Is anyone like, is it, okay, everybody stack up at the rear door. I guess we can try to crack the door open, but keep the guns open in case this door is locked.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and say that Zap and Scurvy are going to be taking care of the ship while you guys are off blowing stuff up.
Brilliant.
Just in case you need them. All right. Everybody's ready to go. They're just waiting for you to pop the hatch and...
Yeah, I upgraded my my rifle, so now I just don't actually care about range bands anymore.
Nice.
I have good and better. It's fantastic. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Make the things go pew, pew, and pew.
Nah, we're going to try to open. Just land it, get everyone out, walk up to the door, open the door.
See what happens. Okay. Everybody loads out. There's the
cookies.
Oh man, I left those in the kitchen.
Wookie Graham.
Yeah.
Wookie Graham.
And the door opens.
Let's go.
It's like they expected you. Not like that. I mean, maybe like that. I don't. You'll find out. Tim looks suspicious.
Sandy. I look suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
All right. So the door opens, and it's a large industrial hallway going for kilometers in either direction. Pretty straight, but you can see the curve over time.
All right. Team A, plan our escape. Find us escape places and start mining things. Team B... mine up targets of opportunity. Let's keep moving this direction. No survivors.
Copy that, boss. All right. I'm going to need perception rolls from you guys.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Of course.
Wait, don't I get like a... Yes. What? I get a reroll. Aha! 22.
19 for me.
All right. So, further down, you see a stormtrooper patrol approaching. Just, you know, the standard four troopers. Okay. Heavy blasters across their shoulders, marching along. They haven't noticed you yet.
Stay low until they get close. If we can take them all out in one move, let's do it.
Okay. And you still have the rest of the troops with you.
Yeah, so there's plenty of cover. So if they're coming towards us or whatever, we're going to ambush them. And
okay. All right. It takes them 15, 20 seconds to get there. And then they're like in the opening with your troops on either side. Okay. And all right. Well, in the crossfire... Your troops just lay waste to them. Like, it is an absolute peppering of these troopers. With as bad as their aim is supposed to be, the troopers, like the opposite happens to them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We just recorded the episode of Rebels, The Last Battle, where they meet up with General Kaladi, and he's like, my plan, my B1s are too inaccurate. My plan is to have them shoot at the Jedi to redirect the blasters. That's what that made me think of.
Oh, okay. That comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I'll have some more to do at work.
Sorry, had to share baby pictures.
Yeah.
All good.
No, that's not worse.
Okay. So those troopers are smoked.
Excellent.
Speaking of baby pictures.
Aww.
Look at my grandson. Look at him. Look at him.
That's adorable. He's even named after George. Can anybody else hear that?
Mm-hmm.
The dogs?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad.
It's the Not bad. Alarm.
Yeah. Edna, can you roll a perception check for me, please?
I should probably get dice
out. If only you had some.
If only you had dice to choose from.
Don't be mean to me. I haven't even eaten my nuggies yet.
Okay.
Roll the 17 plus whatever. But then I never got leveled up because nobody loves me.
Sam leveled up. We talked about this before the show.
I have a plus 9 at whatever level this was.
Okay. All right. So you notice off in the distance.
And we know that Sam has his shit together.
Ben says, Udex click delete on the troopers while Ted is just scrolling their data pad.
Yep. Off in the distance.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Off in the distance, Edna, you see a light turn on, like a little red revolving light. There's no sound.
Problem.
Alarms?
Silent alarm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, time to reconvene the teams and start assaulting the main base here. Let's go. Double time.
All right. So heading down the hallway, you see more lights down the hallway have turned on, and you hear doors clamping down, like blast doors behind the doors that you can see.
Okay.
So you get to, as you approach what Kayleen had said was supposed to be the area you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
which would be A50.
Okay. Yeah, we got terrible parking.
It's the best they could give you. there is a door there with, you know, the usual interface to try to open it.
Mm-hmm. Screwdriver.
There's a potentially locked door.
I screwdriver it open.
Okay.
In case it is recalcitrant.
Okay, so I was going to try
the credit card in the door jam.
No, I'm taking my sonic screwdriver and just jamming it in this comp port, and then like.
Ding. As long as the door's not made of wood, it'll be fine.
All right, I'll just need a mechanic check.
No prob. Take the reroll. No, that's worse. I got a 15.
15. It starts to wedge open, but it only goes like about 4 inches.
All right, we got 30 dudes. Let's pry this thing open.
Can I do a mechanics check on it?
I mean, you can try.
I'm decent at mechanics. Not greatest, but...
You could probably roll higher than a 3.
Oh, I did.
Hey!
How about a 28?
Oh! That's
definitely higher than a 3.
So, Udex is, you know, messing with the scum port, trying to get the door to open, trying, you know, the sensible way, you just come up and like just punch above the console.
I give it the Fonzie.
Yeah. Percussive engineering, if you will. Now you have another hallway in front of you.
Okay.
About 100 yards. You got 4 doors on either side.
Okay. All right. A-team, Ted, Edna, go that way. I'll cover you. B-team, hold this exit.
All
right. So, you got doors. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
And I guess I'll catch up with them if they get to the doors with no problems. Yeah. So you guys open the doors B and C simultaneously, and me and the B squad or A squad will open doors A and D simultaneously. So it's...
Okay. Right.
Full frontal assault means overwhelming defenses.
Ready.
All right. Ted, open your door.
Okay.
Did you have B or C?
I had B.
Okay.
I am dead.
Your B, you find a very sterile-looking lab lined with computer terminals and a large table in the middle with a holo projector on it.
Okay.
Edna, you find the same.
Okay.
But nobody in the room.
In either room? Nobody's in B or C?
Right.
Is there anything like for the holo projector? If I push buttons, will something start playing?
You can try.
Then I push buttons.
All right. Go ahead and use your computer.
Use computer for a button.
Yes.
Although, knowing how hard it was for me to turn my computer on tonight.
Exactly.
That would be a 21.
21. All right. Because, you know, Windows is difficult. Linux is a little more challenging if you're not familiar.
Will her hollowed projector play the same message as mine? Or do I need to open?
Nope. Separate rooms.
Right. I want to push buttons on mine too then.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a chance to roll that.
Thank you.
You got 21.
See. Mm-hmm. See. Computer. I am.
Turn your speaker.
23.
Okay. All right. So 23, you got 21, 23. So both of you find the directory list for all the different projects they're working on in these labs. And the one you're looking for is Project Doomslayer, which Tim actually manages to click on first.
Woo.
He beat you by two. Yeah.
Actually by one. I had a negative one. Ability mod. So 22, not 23.
Okay, bad. All right, fair enough. And you both find them, but from the projector, you see this schematic that comes up. It's a very long kind of rectangular vessel with three landing pylons on it. Lots of technical information. Kind of complicated, but it looks like it has a lot of weapons.
Do I understand any of the technical information?
Yeah. Basically, it looks like what this thing does is it recycles buildings and smaller vessels to make new things.
It's a non-consensual recycling plant?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of over the top name for something so industrious.
Well, yeah, but you think about the Death Star was Project Stardust.
So maybe this is just, you know, gentrifying, violent gentrification.
Something like that. Okay.
What happens if I push more buttons?
Find out. You want to push more buttons? Push more buttons.
I just want to know if there's more information to find out or if I push more buttons, if things are going to go explodey, and I don't really want things to go explodey.
I can't tell you that until you do the thing.
Only really crazy people rig a computer to explode when someone fails a skill check on it.
I know.
It's very much not Imperial doctrine, which is why it always works when I do it.
I got an 11.
You got an 11? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you don't find much else. Some personal correspondence. Somebody left their banking open on one tab.
Oh, can I transfer?
It's overdrawn. I mean, you can transfer in. I'm sure he would love that.
No. I was gonna make another transfer.
Out to me.
No. Which, I mean, he's overdrawn. It's not like they shut the account down.
You're a terrible person.
What, is it another 30 credit overdraft fee?
Yes.
Insufficient funds charge?
Well, his bank is 37.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a terrible number.
They don't get to choose what bank they work with. It's the company store all the way down. So exactly. Screw them. Take their money.
Yes, I would like to take his non-existent imaginary money, please.
Okay. I'll get those numbers to you later.
Cool.
Yep. Okay, so
I would also like to redirect his auto deposit of his paycheck into my account.
That's a separate.
They're gonna know who you are now. You gotta
go through HR to get that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got multiple different accounts. I'm just gonna keep bouncing it around. What?
Oh. Incidentally,
this is not a let the Wookiee win situation.
So, Kathleen, were you taking another level of noble when you leveled up?
Did she just lose her nobility?
No.
Yes. Okay. Going to do bad things to me.
No, not bad things. Just don't forget to add your bonus credits for being connected and fancified. The wealth talent is a game breaker. Anyway.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it fun? Okay. So, Udex, while these guys are in there pushing their buttons and playing with their computers, you're hearing activity out in the corridor.
Behind me?
Yeah.
Okay. Squad, form up. Watch that corridor. I'm going to open this door.
Which door?
A or D?
Cock dice. Looks like D.
D? Okay. In room D, you find it's a storeroom for office supplies, furniture.
Ooh, I need some paper clips.
No, you don't. I throw a grenade in there and close the door and open A.
Did you steal the stapler first?
No. I'll make you one later. Mm-hmm. I will make you a stapler. I will make you a fully automatic stapler that does 3d10 damage. I have that much mechanic skill. Just let me make you a murder stapler.
I just wanted to put the stapler in the jello and leave it for them.
But I can make a murder stapler in the jello.
Can it be a red swing line stapler?
It'll be a red guillotine stapler.
Okay, fair enough.
You took my stapler. I could burn this place down, you know.
I used to be able to watch the squirrels.
They were married.
Okay, back to the things. See, that's what I love about playing with you guys. It feels like we're actually, you know, at a table, not just looking at a screen. Anyway. So, are you guys okay?
No, he made the face and then I choked on a french fry.
Anyhow.
Which are really good dipped in honey mustard, by the way.
All right, so what's in door A?
Door A, it's another lab.
What happens when we push buttons in there?
Go push the buttons, Udex.
Download data with a violent computer spike.
Ooh.
I'm just downloading the whole thing into my screwdriver.
Okay.
I'll take it. That's a 28.
You're violent USBs.
And you were using a computer spike?
Yes. Okay. And I can use my mechanics instead of use computer. Gotcha. So
okay.
So use computer skills.
Can I in my room, in room B, can I take the holo projector with me? Just like throw it in my kit?
I mean, it's a table mounted one, but yeah, sure. You can disconnect it. Take it with you.
Yeah, I mean, is it something easily transported, or is Udex going to get the same information on his computer spike?
He's probably going to get the same stuff.
Well, then I'm not going to worry about it then. If it's the same content, then there's no point in lugging that thing around.
Yeah. It's not an ice cream maker. It's a Camtomo.
Ice cream maker.
I wanted these.
Baby clips.
Oh, those clips.
I like binder clips.
Yeah, those are fun.
I regret to inform you, I did in fact throw a grenade in the office. So
binder clips. Anyway, okay.
All right. So your troops are taking up a defensive position because they know that something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now it's time to do a either fighting retreat or an advance through what's coming. To get to either back to our ship or a ship. So, where's the closest parking spot?
I mean, there are closer parking spots.
Brilliant.
But also, your ship has some of your team on it. So, I mean,
does it?
Yeah. Scurvy? I mean, they could always just discreetly leave, I guess, or meet you somewhere.
Hey, you guys got any heat over there?
Nothing yet. A couple patrols just hanging around, but no.
Okay. Where is the nearest parking spot to us right now?
It's about 100 yards in the opposite direction of where you came from.
Brilliant. And that's presumably docking bay A49D.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, meet us outside at A49D. All right, boys, we're going this way.
Okay. All right. So, troops are ready to go.
A squad, B squad, we are going to burst through there. We're going to take a left on the hallway. We're going to take an immediate left. We're going to burst through there. Vacuum breathers up and tie together because we might be doing a vacuum exit.
Okay. All right.
I'm not wearing purple hair. I don't wear hair at all. I don't screw around with this like namby-pamby stuff. We're doing
questionable decisions are brought to you by Monster Cult Coffee. I cannot fuel your questionable decisions. Use code FSF10 at checkout for 10% off your order. They have new flavors now.
They do. Okay, that pen works. That pen sucks.
You're welcome, Tim.
Got to keep him on his toes.
I looked away for 3 seconds and she's into things. I'm like, oh, God, I got to get there.
All right. So I'm going to need you guys to roll for initiative. I need roll for A team and somebody to roll for B team.
Do I get to use my initiative modifier?
Yes.
Cool. I rolled a 19 or a 29 for myself. And I'll roll for A team and B team. Actually, Tim, you roll for one of them. I just rolled for one of them, but you are a tactical commander as well, so you should definitely control one of the teams.
Well, for myself, for initiative,
yeah,
I don't know if you'll be able to see that. That would be a one. That would be a one.
Okay, so what's your total?
Yeah, it's still like a 7 or something. Yeah.
My initiative is 9, so I got a 10 for me.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
No. Okay, and then for...
you got the A team. I took the B team.
Yeah. Then for the B team, let's see, 24.
24? What'd you get for the A team there, Udex?
15, and I got a 29 for myself.
Okay, Edna?
Is my initiative supposed to have gone up if I've gotten leveled up like I was supposed to?
Maybe.
We hit an odd level, so I don't think anything would have gone up if you had.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
So then I got... 19.
19? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I had to run the numbers, but then there was pi.
Yep. No, I understand. Pi. There was pi?
Mm-hmm. If you go to city council meetings, you can buy yourself dinner too.
Fair enough. Okay, gotta put these guys in order here.
I was one of four women in the group. One of them was a city council woman. The other one was the secretary.
Okay.
There are too many men. Grumpy, cranky old men.
Sheesh. Terribly.
Sorry.
Sorry about the delay here.
Are you just having trouble with the numbers?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm just trying to make sure I don't miss you again.
Okay. If you do, I'll just never let you live it down.
This break in the action is brought to you by TCTs, where fashion meets fandom. Instead of sitting there bored, not knowing what to do, you can have one really cool t-shirt on your chest. If you go to tct.com, use code FSF15 when checking out.
Okay.
I also still haven't gotten the show notes open because I got distracted by the new pictures.
All right.
So... Hello, Nick Hewitt. Welcome.
Hello, Nick Hewitt.
Oh, boy. Yes, the laundromat owner. We love him.
No, we don't.
Anyhow. So, some of the troops get to go first. And, ooh.
I don't like that sound.
I don't either. That's not great. All right. So, who's leading the attack? Who's going out first?
some of our unknown people.
So we got A team and B team. I have it. I rolled for A team.
Yep. They how what did they roll for initiative?
A team 19. Got 15. B team got 24.
24.
Okay, so the B team is probably going first. Because okay. I would hang back. I'm a sniper. I don't.
Right.
I don't reach from the front.
Kind of figured that. All right. So as B team starts making their way out, the front troops just get obliterated by blaster fire.
Ah, man. Yep.
So is that the end of our B team?
And then Udex, you're up next.
Cool. Do I see bad guys?
Yes, you see stormtroopers over the head of your troops.
Are there any officers or anything? Or any dudes with, like, the big blasters?
Yeah. Yep.
Both? Neither?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't see any, like, gray uniformed officers.
Okay. I'm going to attack someone with a bigger gun.
Okay.
And I lost my note of how I actually do attacks, so I'm going to have to recalculate.
It can get complicated in the system.
It can. That's a hit, though. Assuming, I know it's like a plus. Where did this little piece of paper go?
The potential of me dying makes me snappy.
Let's see here. My base attack is 8, so that's 21. And then dex is 3, so that's 23. I didn't take an aim action. Like a 23 to hit?
23?
Maybe more. Do you add half level?
Yes. No.
And, no. Yeah, that's just deck. That's part of base attack. Yeah. So 23 to hit.
23 does hit.
Brilliant. I guess I could have free action aimed, but whatever. Please take 18 plus half level damage. So 23 damage. Yeah, I gotta make myself a spreadsheet. Right. It might be more, yeah. But roughly 23 damage into that all guy.
Right. You catch him like right in the gap of the armor below his chin. Blaster goes through, hits the wall behind him, and he just drops to the deck.
Probably don't need to shoot that guy again.
Probably not. All right, somebody want to roll the attack for B team?
I believe I'm controlling B team, and you got A team?
Sure.
Okay, so yep. B team doesn't do so hot. They got a 5 on the dice.
Ooh. So they lay down some very good cover fire mm-hmm. so that enemy troops don't advance, but they don't actually hit anything. The second round of stormtroopers fires and roll the 2. So collectively, they're shooting like stormtroopers.
Woo-hoo! Hit the deck, gang. All right, whoever's up.
Edna, you're up.
How is Edna up? That seems dangerous.
She rolled higher than Ted.
Okay. So, loading up my bowcaster.
Okay.
And aiming for whichever of the stormtroopers is closest.
Okay. So they're frontline troops?
Yeah.
All right. So they're starting to try to close in advance and pin you guys into the room.
Roll the 16 plus 10 attack bonus. So 26.
26 will hit. Go ahead and roll some damage. And you were aiming at one of the front troops, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
5. 13. 14. 18.
18. All right. Catches him square in the chest and knocks him back. Because, you know, bowcasters have a little bit of a kick to him. You're not sure if he's dead, but he's definitely down for the moment. And A-team? Your A-team?
Right. Yep.
That's definitely going to hit. So what are you doing with this maneuver?
Shooting lots and lots of things.
Okay. So is it like spray fire with a Z6?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this is the team, right?
Well, this is the team. This isn't me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A-team.
I'm sorry.
So this would just be
whatever they want to do.
29? Whatever. Yeah. So okay. Actually, I think what I'll have them do now, just So they're coming at us in a hallway, correct?
Yeah. And you have like the troops doorway is a pinch point.
And the troops are kind of lined hallway to hallway, in the, yes. correct? And they're a couple rows deep, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I want them to yeet a grenade into the center of the center of the stormtrooper company.
Okay. 4d6 for damage, please.
I mean, they could probably, depending on how big these teams are, maybe throw a handful.
14. Yeah. So 20.
20? Total.
That's 4d6, yes.
Okay. All right. So a few of these pop off, taking stormtroopers with them. Hear the Wilhelm scream, which I can't do, and I don't have loaded. Thank you. You know, smoke and debris going up, so, you know, you have like a partial cover now.
Okay.
The guys in the back. And then, Ted, it is actually your turn.
Okay. I would like to take my Z6 and do the spray and play.
Okay.
But I have to roll for that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to just get a free action.
And now, are you also in the back of the troops like Udex is? Or are you leading from more of a front position?
I'm probably more of a front position just because I have the armor.
Okay.
And it, genetic imperative to charge.
Yeah. It was also the, if you roll bad enough, you might hit some of your own guys from the back. So
yeah. No. That won't be a problem. 26.
26. Roll some damage for me.
All right, that is on the Z6. Sorry, I'm looking to make sure which one I need. 3D10. 23.
Okay. Yeah, you like pepper a few of these.
24.
Okay. Yeah. You get like three or four of them as you like spray your blaster fire across the crowd. Quite effective, really.
I think you should be in charge of these guys next time, Tim. Mine just like laid down cover fire, and you're like, delete.
Yeet and delete.
Mm-hmm.
How many troops do we know approximately how many troops we're facing or were at the beginning of the battle?
Let's see, a squad of stormtroopers is what, 14, two squads? So you're pretty evenly matched. I mean, you have a few more.
Okay. Units,
but they know the terrain.
Okay.
As straight as it might be.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, okay. Yeah, we're back around to first group of stormtroopers who are starting to retreat because, you know, they're getting blown up. And so they are retreating to that group's going to the right, back towards your ship.
Beautiful. Well, used to be. Hey, Scurvy, blow up the airlock on your way out.
Compliance.
All right. I like this Scurvy. He argues less. Good upgrade.
You told him to blow stuff up. I mean, you know.
I know. I'm like, he's a B2 battle droid. I just want to give him like enrichment activities, like blowing stuff up. He's like, we need more reinforcements. Like, no.
It works for me, yeah. No. All right. And then Udex, it's your turn.
Cool. Is there any like environmental things like a door or like a sprinkler system or like a explosive barrel?
Fire suppression system overhead.
Okay. Let's fix that. Yeah, let's
not that sprinkler. Okay.
Let's increase the local chaos coefficient.
Okay. I love the terminology.
Well, I only can kill one guy at a time, so if I need to, in a way that will best like direct the steam or lights or whatever into the stormtroopers, that they're less effective.
Okay.
I'd probably hit something with like a 24.
Yeah.
And so
the sprinkler system overhead just starts spraying out liquid and chemical fire retardant.
Is that, it's probably not flammable then.
No, but now the troopers have like almost like car wash soap running down their helmets.
Because their eyesight was so good before.
Is there a is there an atmospheric thing that I see as well, like an air type of thing?
Not in this vicinity, no.
Okay. Because now would be a great time to, like, concussion bomb them, and then they'd all fall over.
Yeah.
Alas. And then I'll take a minus five to shoot some dude who has a big gun, just to snipe him out. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Like a 17 to hit? The minus five? Yeah. No.
You line up your shot, and just as you squeeze the trigger, he like ducks to wipe some chemicals off his helmet.
Ha ha! Chemical warfare.
So you miss. All right, that takes us back around to B team.
All right.
That's me. Yeah. You're the A team. I'm the B team.
I knew that.
So it's like there's two groups of stormtroopers.
Yeah. Yeah. Their first group is already backing up and away. Back towards your ship. The other one is still in position.
Okay. A team, shoot these guys in front of us, the ones who are recently damaged by my chemical warfare.
All right.
Clear a path.
Making a path.
I crit.
Okay.
I feel like they crit. It's, you know, I like to thank the Academy. They're doing great. This one goes out to my.
All right. Give me a damage roll.
What do you want? Tens? 3d10?
3d10.
Doubled?
Yeah.
28.
All right.
Plus whatever.
Yeah. So they just mow down this group of troopers in front of them. And, you know, if you want them to, they'll start advancing. You're muted.
Advance!
All right. So they start advancing, and that takes us to Edna.
See.
I didn't forget you. That's twice tonight. I get points for this.
Maybe. some of them are still advancing. They're what?
So your troops are advancing and pushing the stormtroopers back.
Okay. I again would like to use my bowcaster.
Okay.
Shooting at front line of whichever.
Okay. Cool.
That would be a 17 to hit.
17 to hit. Nah, that's gonna miss.
Lame.
Terribly sorry.
What happens if I try to shoot again?
You just take a minus five on the total.
Never mind.
Okay. Wait, how bad was that one?
That would have gotten me a 12.
Okay. All right, so that takes us back around to the A team. Not the B team. The A team, they're cooler. They have Mr.
D. Baracus.
Exactly.
I mean, the A team is doing great, so.
Yeah.
That would be a natural 20.
Oh. All right. Look at these. We need to write a nice letter to the girl with the purple hair for sending us these absolutely fantastic troopers. They're doing great.
Yeah. So, they're going to throw, I'm going to throw another grenade.
Okay.
Out into the group, because if I can do, what was it before?
4d6. So you got like 25 or something like that.
Yeah. So I need a 4d6 and we're going to double that.
Okay.
Cause that's what a nat 20 does.
It does. You know this now. I'm so proud of you.
Trying to do math. 20. So 40.
40. Oh, good Lord. So you've managed to not only, your troops have managed to not only take care of most of those stormtroopers, but also large chunks of the walls, ceiling, and floor. Just because of where they detonated, you know, in the throw or on the bounce.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many troopers are left standing?
On that side, two. And they're not so much standing as they're trying to turn around and run.
Okay.
Are they comically falling because they're covered in soapy water?
Maybe. I don't have the Benny Hill theme loaded, but it might apply.
Stormtroopers are slippery when wet.
I would like to take a second turn. With the A team.
Okay.
And have them shoot at the ones that are running away.
And we're celebrating it apparently with balloons.
You know, balloons make
They make everything so much happier. I gotta turn that stupid thing off. Keep forgetting.
It was really fun during.
I don't think I was going to make it because it's 22 minus 5, so 17. So 17 hasn't hit before.
Yeah, it just misses. They're going around. You know, the shots are going around the troopers as they run, and they are slipping and sliding a little bit. But then, Ted, it's your turn.
Woohoo! Finish them!
All right, I'm going to take my Z6 and, yeah, see what we can do for happy fun times.
That's
there will be no happy fun times in Mudville.
No?
And I got a 15.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to miss.
Yeah, but I'm going to take a second try, though.
Okay, sure.
Because why not?
I'm all for that.
So I take my 20 that I just rolled, my natural 20.
Okay.
But I would add my base attack of 30, minus 5, 25 to hit.
Well, the net 20 is an automatic hit, so
yeah,
yeah, I know, but I just still like to add it all up because it's fun.
You just want to rub it in.
You got hot dice tonight.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Hope it stays. All
right, and this is on my Z6, so this is a 3d10. All right, so 23 plus 1, so 24. Multiply that by 2, that's 48.
Yeah, you smoke them both. Just, it's a family show, so I'm not going to get too graphic. Let's just say they tumble forward.
Without their helmets on, perhaps?
Yeah, but their boots fly off.
Yeah. Achoo! I need to watch more Looney Tunes before we play.
That's how we play.
Spend 20 minutes with your daughter, and I'm sure that can happen.
Oh, yeah, she loves Looney Tunes. It's great.
Noxious.
All the violent cartoons. All right. So, the other stormtroopers are continuing their retreat down the hallway. The group that was in your way where you want to go is just gone.
All right. Well. Excellent. We have a new parking spot, so down to the left, first left. Keep breaching.
Okay.
So we have all the computer information we need out of that hallway
from correct.
The spike, right?
Yeah.
So yes. We're good to go. We can start exiting towards the ship.
Yes.
Now we're just relying on our ship to be there, or there to be a fun ship for us to steal when we get there.
Right. So as you're making your way down the hallway, you get a call on the comm from Zap with the, hey guys, it's getting a little dicey out here. I might be a little late to the landing.
That's fine. I can work with that. Is there another landing spot that's better?
I'm not seeing one right now. I kind of blew up the one we left.
Oh, excellent. Good work.
But there's a lot of Imperial ships kind of starting to swarm. It's like somebody kicked a bee's nest or something.
We definitely did do that. Okay.
Good job.
Fly casual.
Gonna try.
Try to land. Maybe fake an engine malfunction.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, Scurvy, can we make that? And the comm cuts out.
Okay.
But he just turns it off. It's not like he lost connection. It's just he hung up.
I probably hung up on them.
Okay.
All right. Down to the left. Keep on pushing. Everyone reload and put on your breathers.
Okay.
Because we might have a really fun thing we do, which is we blow our own door and then just jump to the ship.
Ooh. That's an interesting one. All right. So you get to, I believe you had designated A49D as your designated bay.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you get in there, it's another cargo bay. Lots of crates, lots of boxes. And one very sharp-edged, sleek-looking ship. UDEX.
Mm.
Ships, right?
Very well.
All right, make a roll for me.
Intelligence. Yes, one of my attributes.
Or if you have a skill you think would be appropriate for identifying ships.
I mean, I don't know. Knowledge technology?
Sure.
Okay.
It works.
I got a 13 on that.
Okay.
I don't think I have any. Oh, wait, hold up one sec.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't have anything that just gives me free information.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a kind of a dark colored ship, sort of a, it's not black, but it's dark gray and sort of matte finish.
Does it look like it holds about 30 people?
Not so much, no. It might hold, let's see here, maybe half a dozen. Oh, wait, one pilot, 8 passengers, so.
Okay. Edna, why don't you and the A-team take, and some guys take this one. Ted and I'll find another exit. We'll move on to the next bay. We'll steal ships on the way out. And then we'll all launch simultaneously.
Okay.
All right. You might have to do some moderate repair hacking on this. So we'll leave you with this guy. He seems smart. He's got glasses.
Which guy?
One of the B team.
Okay.
Unnamed member of B team, so we do not get emotionally attached.
Correct.
So the list of names I have...
They're all named Bob.
If there's a Kevin, it's Kevin.
Okay.
They're all Bobs and Kevins. There we go.
Edna's taking how many troops with her?
She's taken the full complement on that one.
Okay, because that's where Zap and Scurvy are supposed to be picking you guys up, right?
Yeah, so we need to phone them. Hey, head on over to the next one down. That's 49 Charlie.
Okay.
How many troopers did we lose in that other
in the engagement?
Yeah, in the engagement, because you said that the first squad that walked out got mowed.
Yeah.
So how many did we lose?
You lost about 6.
So we lost about 6.
Yeah. So we're now down 12 out of the 30 we brought. Mm-hmm. So we're getting weaker and weaker.
How are we down to 12?
We're down 12 out of the 30 we brought.
Well, he said we lost 6. Where did we lose the
other?
Yeah.
We're sending them with Edna on the
okay. I thought you meant like dead. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay. So Edna plus, well, there's a total of 8 can get on that ship. So she's taking 7 with her.
Yep.
Okay.
So leave us your grenades. Thank you.
So we have 17 with us.
All right. And you guys just wait until we find our next exit and then we'll all try to escape simultaneously. It gives us better odds.
All right, so as you guys start leaving that hangar bay, make perception rolls real quick.
Great success. Very roll.
16.
19.
All right. So because the fire suppression system was activated, there's still the haze in the hallway. But you can make out the shapes of more troops coming from both directions.
Double time, we're running, both directions?
Yeah.
Okay, back in the hangar. Are there spacesuits in here?
You would have to look for those.
Do we have... Okay. We can't go to hyperspace with people just riding on this thing like motorcycles, but we can...
If they've got a pressurized helmet.
Yeah, so... However many people have helmets, like, hold the door. People who don't have spacesuits or helmets, that'll last, like, 2 minutes. Then let's start ransacking this place. Ted, you hold the line, too, because I know your suit's space-proof.
My suit will my helmet will pressurize.
So we're – and then I'm going to start soldering carabiner loops on the outside of this thing right quick so we can I'll tie ourselves to it and escape on this.
The outside of the ship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And this was genuinely my, this is way better than the plan I had at the end of the last session. So.
Oh, really? Cool.
We were going to take escape pods last time. This is way safer.
All right. All right. So we're going to have a new round of combat here. Going to need you guys to roll for initiative. Edna's inside monkeying around with the ship, so she's not going to be too much used. Wait,
I'm presumably monkeying around with the ship as well.
Yeah.
And so these are either, my dice are either really smoking hot or ice banana cold. And that's a nat one.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp. So my initiative is a total of 10.
Oof. Well, hey, crit failing on initiative is fine. It's 100% fine.
No, so far I've only had a crit fail on initiatives.
All right. And Ted, can you give me another initiative roll for the troops that you're commanding?
Which is now basically all of them.
Yeah.
That would be a 24.
24. Okay.
They're ready.
All right. So they're ready to go.
All right.
They're fearless, helmeted leader, not so much.
I just lost my pen. I'll grab another one. So, yeah, your troops get to go first.
Mine?
Yep.
All right. How many? So we got, are the troops all outside our door? Or are they still inbound, right and left?
The stormtroopers, they are still inbound.
Okay. Can we just shut the door?
I mean, sure.
Okay, then I would like to shut the door.
So you're going to have your troops just do that. Just shut the door and hold position, I presume.
Shut the door and shoot anything that comes through it, yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, because Udex and his guys are scouring, looking for things. Mm-hmm. We're manning the door. So shutting the door doesn't allow them to throw anything in, doesn't allow them to shoot in, doesn't allow them to, you know, it's a very rudimentary defense mechanism.
It is. You got a good point there. Now, as you're looking around the room, Udex, you realize that this hangar has the same layout as the one that you were in earlier, where it has the door onto the hallway and then the doors into the adjoining hangars. But those doors are also shut, and the blast doors are closed.
Okay, so really the only way in is the man door that we just came through that we just shut.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop thinking so three-dimensionally. There's other ways around.
The fourth dimension?
There's inside and outside.
We're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, we can break the fourth wall.
Okay. All right. So, did they lock the door or just close it?
Lock the door. We're not rookies.
Okay. All right. So, looking around, you have this great view out into space, you know, through the energy shield that keeps the atmosphere in. And you can see mm-hmm. TIE fighters going back and forth, just really intense pattern. And in the distance, you can see the shuttle, you're pretty sure it's the shuttle you came in, just like in sort of a weird holding pattern, trying to fly casual. But, I mean, you noticed him right away.
Yeah. Hey, Scurvy, a little more casual. A little more casual. We're coming to you.
I'm doing my best, meatbag.
All right. You guys find any spacesuits yet? It's going to be cozy on this thing.
The door into the corridor opens a little bit. Your troops start shooting. A couple of grenades go out. A couple of grenades come in. You lose a couple.
Okay.
All right. So,
are we playing like they open the door, we close the door, they open the door, we close the door? Is that what we're doing here?
The useless box routine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. All right. So Udex, you're trying to fasten the carabiners to the outside of the ship.
Yes.
All right. And I presume you have some sort of portable welding mechanism.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And in doubt, I have a blaster and it's whole metal, so I'll make something happen.
Okay.
I got a lightsaber on my hip. You can use that as a welder.
Okay.
I have way more responsible tools than a lightsaber and some less responsible tools than a lightsaber.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Give me a mechanics roll to work on that project.
I'll take the 12, which is a 24.
24. Okay. That's working along pretty good. All right. So, Edna, you're in this weird-looking ship trying to get it up and running.
Okay.
Right? Give me a use computer check.
18.
All right. He had some sort of the pilot had some sort of security lock on this.
Okay.
But it was basically his password was 1234.
Mm. Got it.
So you're able to unlock it and start firing things up.
Whoop whoop, let's do this.
Or at least you were able to guess his password easily enough.
The password was 5138008. It's an older code, but it checks out.
Take me back to middle school, Tim. All right. And so, Edna, while you're doing that, you also look up through the display there, and you can see the main door occasionally opening, fire and grenades getting exchanged from your troops and the stormtroopers on the outside, and then the door shut again.
Oh, boy.
And Edna, is this thing armed?
This thing armed?
Let me double check that.
Let me check.
Oh yeah, it's reasonably well armed.
Okay, lift it up, turn it around, and next time they open the door, do what you do.
Taco Bell on a Saturday night. Gotcha.
Oh Jesus!
I feel like there was a Wookieeism that just flew over my head there.
Oh, sorry, the fur. Not the fur. Anyway.
Nobody wants dingleberries.
All right. So,
Edna. Tim's trying to be responsible.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
All right.
Darling voice that's inside of my head.
Yes. And I can go ahead and take a shot as the door opens.
Do I have to do a pilot check to turn it in?
You need to roll. What would that be?
It's pretty trivial piloting to lift it up and turn it 180.
Yeah.
Say that. You don't know how badly I can roll.
I'm trying to keep you from rolling. If you're rolling dice, you have a possibility of losing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would presume, but you're not super familiar with this, so maybe you need to, I'll use that one. Roll just because you're not familiar with it. You don't know where the blinker is. You know how to turn the high beams on.
Maybe like the major in here will help her though.
Yes.
Co-piloting.
Yeah. 18. So some.
18. All right.
Remember, I didn't fail.
Yep. All right. And let's see. Excuse here. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Where the weapons go on this thing?
After that.
You know what?
I'm not the only 12-year-old on this show.
What?
I said I'm so glad I'm not the only 12-year-old on this show.
All right. So, Edna, since the major's with you, I'm going to let you go ahead and roll to have him shoot.
Okie dokie.
And you get to add 15 to that roll.
So that's
27. That is definitely going to be a hit. So, damage is 3d10 times 5.
Do you want me to roll? You got it.
3d10 times 5?
Yeah.
Ship scale weapons are insane.
No, this I know, why, but just, I'm like, dang.
This is why I try to bring my ships to gunfights.
No, I'm picking up on that. Just.
That's why I bought us A-wings for Dungeon Crawls.
Thanks to my wonderful, handy, dandy calculator. 120!
Okay.
Yeah. There's like half a toenail left of the stormtroopers.
Yeah, there's no stormtroopers left.
Good.
This does put a little bit of a kink in my plan then. Anyway.
John's like, I'll give them the right amount of guns. And we're like, we could do more.
I had not anticipated this. All right, now what size is this ship? I need to check that real quick.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No, they really don't. Colossal. And... what's up?
Sorry. Advertisement, and things are very asymmetrical in that advertisement, and it looks bad.
Okay, I can try this. It's going to be tough, but I can try this. So. All right. So, Edna, as you're maneuvering the ship a little bit to even out the shot.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually move, but you feel like a little bit of a drift on the controls.
Did somebody just use the force to control the ship?
Or a tractor beam.
No, like I felt like the handle control move.
Well, sort of like when you're driving down the road and you can feel your car drifting, you know, because it's out of alignment a little bit. You feel that. But you're just like hovering to take the shot.
Hmm.
I smell something.
There's no fish.
I smell something icky.
That you might.
All right. Edna, we're not finding any spacesuits out here. Can you blow us a hole into the next hangar over and get out of here?
Sure. Can I blow a hole into the next hangar over?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to the right or the left?
Left, because that would be Docking Bay 49.
Okay.
What's his name was helping me again, right?
The Major? Yeah.
24.
Yeah.
24. All right.
Why is that out?
No reason.
Why is that out?
It's just my happy die. Anyways. Nice.
Don't want to die to your happy die.
All right. So, yeah, you take the shot. For thematic purposes, I'm going to say you blow the hole.
Whoop, whoop.
So are you going to try flying through there?
No, we're running through there and finding a new ride out of here.
Oh, okay. But they're still in the ship.
Yeah, you guys can bounce now.
Okay.
Take off. Get out of here.
Wait. So
I guess, Edna, if you want to stay with us, we can send the Major and 6 and 7 of the guys out with this ship to meet up later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're not splitting the party. We're not stupid. Don't look at us like that.
Okay.
We are getting rid of our.
Okay.
If Bob and Kevin die, they die. But, you know, we're keeping Edna.
Bob and Kevin and Kevin and Kevin and Kevin and Kevin and Kevin and Kevin.
And Tom, the Major.
It's Bob and Jay. Come on, get it right.
Well, Bob's the nerd and Tom is the Major. So we're good to
Major
go.
Tom, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be.
Also, Bob and Tom.
Is he Major Tomfoolery? Because that's one of my favorites.
Okay, so as your next stolen ship leaves the hangar bay,
you can't steal ships if you don't do it every day. You gotta have the grind lifestyle, John.
You gotta keep up the practice. If we don't.
What is that movie? Is it God in 60 seconds where they have to steal like 60 cars in a day or something? Yeah, like that's what we're doing.
Like, I'm just putting together the list of ships that you guys have, and dear Lord, what have I unleashed on the galaxy?
a rebel cell.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sell them. We'll give you give us some X-Wings and stuff. We'll give them to Dodona. We'll give them to Phoenix Cell. We'll do whatever. We'll give them to Cassian Andor.
And now I'm just like, you know, Nick Cage in my head. Let's go.
Let's go.
What? Your next character can be Nick Cage, okay?
All right. So what's behind door number two?
Well, as you're approaching the blasted out remnants of the door, You see a figure moving alongside you through the cargo stacks.
Shoot it.
It's human-ish, maybe. It's this, like, kind of tarnished silver armor. So, not reflective. Helmet sort of looks like a cross between a Mando helmet and, what was that, an Ubi's? The helmet.
No.
That they wore. What?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm in danger. All right, so... Well, you know, we... If there are people who are our friends here, they're probably like civilians and they're probably not wearing armor. So I choose to delete this person's ankles.
Okay. You may roll for initiative. I love it when everybody on screen suddenly looks whiter than me with my bad lighting.
Tim, I don't think Tim's 100% caught on yet.
Nope.
No, I know who it is.
Okay, so let's do that initiative thing again.
This is the only part of it that I did know. This is the only metagaming thing I had. I just didn't know when or where.
Apparently now. 24 for me.
Okay.
Ooh, whoa.
What'd you get?
18.
Total?
Yeah.
Woo!
Sorry, I rolled above a 10 for my initiative for once.
And Ted?
This is how I die.
What?
Net 20.
All right.
Bah, cool. Bah.
What's your total?
That would give me a 29 for initiative.
29. Wow.
This is how I die.
All right. Also, so. My hand is very angry. What is?
My hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Far too much power tools.
All right. So, Ted, you are up first.
Now, you said the Ubis, right?
Yeah.
So. Unless I'm mistaken, we're talking about these people, right?
Yeah,
not quite.
It looks like a Mando, like with the slit.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. So first shot. Yeah, we're just looking for this because that's what's been working for me. Right.
What you got?
Let's see. 29.
29. Okay, that actually will hit.
Good. All right, and I need 3d10 for that.
23, 24.
24.
Okay.
This oh crap moment is brought to you by Level Up Sabers and the thing that we wish that we had in this fight.
We have Link, some.
Links for your Kitty Swatter 5000 and down in the show notes below.
Yeah, I just don't know how much it's going to help.
I love it when one person puts it together and the other one doesn't. Anyway, let me double check this. All right. So you have shot this individual. Are you doing anything else?
Running. Crying is still a free action, right?
Yes. But are you going to move? Are you going to shoot again? Are you going to?
I'm going to shoot again.
Dive for cover.
I'm going to shoot again.
Okay.
With another nat 20.
Boom.
Okay.
This guy might be out of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
All right, I am digging this. All right, so 3d10 plus 1 is 7. 25, 26 times 2, that's 52.
Good grief.
Oh, minus 5, so 47.
Why minus 5 for damage?
It was a second attack.
You don't take the minus on damage. You take it on the to hit. So the damage is still, yeah.
So the damage is still 52 then. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hang on. 52?
Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
That's at the very good. Least, that's some damage thresholds. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is his turn. So.
Maybe this nerd should run away.
What's your will defense there, Ted?
My will defense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I don't like this. It says 12.
That's not right. Because it's going to... The calculation for it is... your base defense plus your level. So 10 plus your level plus your wisdom modifier plus a class defense. So it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of... What's your wisdom modifier?
Let's see. So level or armor is 10. Class bonus, there's a 0. Ability mod, there's a 1. So actually, I'm sorry. I probably read that wrong. So 12.
Plus level.
So... 24, maybe?
Does that sound better? That's about right.
Okay. I read that wrong. Wasn't sure how to read that. So 24.
All right. That's still not enough. You suddenly feel yourself flying across the room.
Oh, boy.
And slamming into
a
large pile of crates. And take 46 damage. Woo!
That's okay, because I have my vibro shield, which I had to take 30 hit points before taking any damage, so I only lost 16.
That works on energy.
I don't care. It's still going to work.
So 46 damage.
Out of my 100. Okay.
So. Yeah. Not bad.
That's a damage threshold level.
Yeah. That's... So you're going to be taking -1 on pretty much everything.
All right. So down to 54 hit points. Way to go, Jen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is what being a level 10 plus character is like. You take 50 damage at a time, especially if you're the fighter. Right. So you're doing your job. And your shields are still up in case someone shoots you.
Yes. So he does that and then dives behind other cargo for cover.
Coward. Okay. Whose turn is it?
It would be Udex.
That looks a lot like a... The cargo pile that he dove behind looks like someone very poorly forklifted it, and there's a binary load lifter just precariously balanced on top of him, right?
There is a load lifter nearby, yes. What are you trying to do?
There's just a load lifter nearby?
Uh-huh. I mean, why would it be on top of this?
Oh, okay. Well, it loaded up some sort of cryogenic tank or something on top of it that I can shoot down.
Sure.
So I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze.
Okay. Yep.
Aim action.
Okay.
And then that's a 22 or more, depending on range, to hit the... to hit the cryogenic thing to make it fall on top of this guy.
Okay. Do you want to roll damage on that too?
Yeah, sure.
Because, I mean, there's knocking it over and then there's like puncturing it because those are different things.
Well, if in order to knock it over, I need to like skim the top off so it tumbles down on top of him. I'm good at math, that kind of math. I've driven forklifts professionally before. Two plus nine. Math. 35 damage.
35, okay. It topples down and from behind the pile you hear the explosion. What would the damage on something like that be? 46? 66?
Cone of cold, 5d8.
There we go, 5d8.
Oh man, I don't even have a d8 over here.
Well, how often do you use them?
On this character, never. Yeah. If you give me a second, or I trust you to roll for him, or I can roll like 40.
I have
40.
A D8.
Okay. Roll it 5 times.
Yeah, 1 second, putting the other dice away. So 5, 6, 7, 2, 6.
26 damage.
Okay.
which might be another damage threshold. Who knows?
I don't mean to alarm you, but no.
No, I mean, that's fine. It's not on me, but
yeah. All right,
Edna, it is on a lot of people.
Okay, it is Edna's turn. That sounds dangerous. But okay. Mm-hmm. How far are we from Icky Batty, am I?
20 yards.
He's behind full cover, though, so we gotta run past him. If you want to go and wrestle him out the airlock, that'd be cool. That's a Wookiee thing.
Top of the cargo that he's hiding behind?
Yeah, you'll have to climb.
Can I shoot after I climb?
Sure.
So if I...
It'd be like a Wookiee run, jump, but you have to do the climb check to get up there.
Well, I mean, also... I rage.
And you're going to shoot? Okay.
Makes
sense. And you could also, like, run up on top of this thing and then suplex a sword down on top of this guy.
One of the things I noticed in doing my research...
That's true. He likes listening to his own voice.
Yeah, who
knows? No, I was checking something, and I didn't think the audio was on.
Okay.
My bad.
My plan.
Mm-hmm.
Changing my plan.
Okay.
I am putting my bowcaster wouldn't be out currently anyway.
Right.
I am going to grab my ancestral blade.
Okay.
I am going to rage.
Okay.
I'm going to run, jump onto the crates.
Okay.
And jump off of the crates with my sword down at him.
Okay. Give me the roll to get onto the crates, and then if that succeeds, an attack roll.
That would be a 23 for my acrobatics check.
Okay, that'll work.
And then roll to attack?
Yep. What?
20.
Good grief. What is it with you guys?
John.
Yeah, I believe you.
It's the first one I've gotten this game.
I think ever.
The session.
Okay.
So, crit, ancestral blade, jumping, stabbing, that would be...
Okay.
2d10 plus 8.
You can still roll for trash on this one, though.
I can. Doesn't mean I'm going to.
So it's a 2d10 plus 8 times 2.
Yes.
I dig it.
Math. Ben's
38 points of damage.
38. Okay.
But I would also then, like, as I'm, it's a stab, and then can I make sure that I pull my sword back out of him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's like a reflexive thing.
You could try to stab him again. He might be easier to hit now.
Is it minus 5?
Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
I rolled a 17.
What's your total?
Because
you're noble and they're squishy.
Yeah, they're not that good at hitting.
26 to hit?
Yeah, that's going to miss.
Ooh, spicy. Still? Yikes.
26 misses?
Yeah.
Misses me.
I don't like
but
this.
It's also damaged and down the condition track, and that should have helped.
Well, we've done about 100 damage to him. He has a higher defense than me, so he's probably roughly level 15, I'd say, or higher. And he's probably got about 40 more hit points. So... send in the B squad.
We already sent the B squad home.
Send in the A squad to stun this guy. No, we still have like 20 guys. We sent 6 of them off. We still have like 20.
Oh, I thought we sent them all on the ship. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you did too. I thought you had them all carabinered on.
There weren't any spacesuits.
He's got a point. I forgot about that. Okay.
I'm not going to send him out there in a space with those spacesuits.
Their eyes start popping and then they get dizzy.
Okay.
That's irresponsible.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
I forgot about them. Yes, let's let the troops do some shooting.
Okay. Please. They will be coming in shortly.
Yeah. They're going to also be shooting into melee. So on your turn, Edna, you should probably try to run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, you are currently in melee.
I'm behind him, though.
Not with this guy. It's going to matter.
He's probably going to stab you with like a laser tonfa or something equally edgy.
I'm going to be dead.
Something similar to that, yes. So this familiar snap hiss sound goes off. And a red energy blade comes swinging at you. Let's see here. Condition track. Will a 31 beat your reflex defense?
I don't know. Somebody never leveled me up.
That still hit her.
What
did I say? 31?
A 31.
Okay.
Ooh. Wait, but...
What?
Oh, I forgot. My plus four and my plus four for my damage because I was reading when I hit him.
Okay.
Still not going to knock him down. I can just track him, I think.
Oh, they might have.
It might.
Right. So, 24 damage.
Oof.
Okay. 24 damage, which is technically only...
Is it halved or?
10.
10? Okay. I need to look something up real quick. Right. Age. Oh, there we are.
Is it level plus strength or level plus con?
Huh?
For the reduction. For her.
I've got the 10 plus half level HP bonus when I'm raging.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Things to keep you alive.
So it's really only 14?
Yeah.
No.
10. But now that temp HP is gone. But.
All right. So then that was the first hit.
Ooh.
Okay.
And we've established 31 hits, right? So 33 would hit.
You said reflex defense?
Yeah.
Your reflex defense is not 33.
So that's going to be another 28 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Yep. All right, so that will take us back around to Ted.
Did you say 28?
Yeah.
Ted is sleeping in the crates. He should not be awoken. Leave him alone.
Hey, you gotta go.
He naps now.
You gotta go give this guy a lightsaber. You gotta defend our poor Wookiee.
Her fur's getting burned off.
Oh, she's
How close to him am I? What's my distance in yards?
About 6 squares, right? That'd be 30-ish feet.
All right. So not close enough for a point blank shot.
Yeah, actually.
I am close enough for a point blank shot.
Yeah, you're technically in that range. The ranges then, are ridiculous.
Okay. Then I'm going to use a point blank shot with my Z6.
Okay. Go for it.
All right, so
29 to hit? Yeah, that will...
Sorry, 28, excuse me, 28.
28. Yeah, because he's losing from condition track stuff, so yeah.
All right, and with the... One second. With the point blank, I forget, what do I add to that for...
It's just your range to hit. It shouldn't do... Oh, hang on. I might have something.
Yeah.
Point blank shots.
Yep.
It gives you a plus one to hit. It doesn't do anything to damage. So you already hit. So.
Oh, okay. Then I was 29 because of the plus one to hit. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, you're down to minus two on the condition track.
All right, so 3d10, I need that. 9.
How do you know that?
13. 22, damage?
23 damage. 23? Oh, well, in that case.
But again, I didn't get leveled up, so.
What was your total there, Ted?
23 in total.
23, holy cow. And stinks too.
You stink.
Okay.
I would loan you a pen, but the only one that I would give you, you wouldn't get back.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
And I've got a second action I can use?
Yes.
I would like to
roll a one.
I would like to hit him with my flamethrower.
Okay.
That might hit Edna.
Oh, that's right. Edna's still up there, isn't she?
He didn't ask. He said he casts Fireball.
Do you have Precise Shot, too?
He should. It is on the Soldier Feat Tree. It's a requirement. Oh, well, it's got Point Blank Shot as a requirement, but yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see Precise Shot listed.
Then you would have had to take a minus five to shoot, which would have made that a mess.
Yeah.
So try again.
Yeah, you can try again. You missed that time.
Well, that's bullcrap.
Yeah, well, you know.
So because I added Point Blank Shot, it takes minus five because I didn't have Precise.
No.
Point Blank Shot is a permanent increase. It adds a plus one in the Point Blank range band because there's four range bands. So now instead of being whatever, it's plus one. But because she's in melee range, you have to take a minus five to shoot at him because they're next to each other to avoid shooting her. Unless you have Precise Shot. Precise Shot is a feat which does require Point Blank Shot to take.
Yep.
So once you're eligible for your next feat, you can take
it. So to try to hit him without hitting Edna, it's harder, basically.
So am I eligible for a feat at level 11?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because if so, I retroactively installed.
I can check that pretty quick, actually.
Level 11 would be a talent.
What's that?
Level 11, you get a talent.
That is what that would be, yeah.
Not a feat.
What's a talent if it's not a feat?
It's a class specific thing rather than a general pool.
But that's as long as it's in the same feat tree, it should work. Let me check real fast. Select.
They do soldier. Operate as different things, but you know, maybe there's something that.
Standby. I'm gonna.
Yep. Not a problem.
Add. Okay, so first we need the soldier feat, and we're going to try to get... Oh, God.
This math check brought to you by Level Up Sabers.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe they have the saber that's currently trying to kill Edna. I don't know. I haven't checked the inventory in a while, but they're really good sabers. Better than a stick. I've got three
on the show notes.
Okay, I just need the... This is actually going to take me a while, so however you...
Okay, well, we'll move on like we normally would, and...
But you can take a second shot.
Well, it's not going to do me any good if she's still standing there. I'm going to have to take negative five and on top of a negative five.
Yes. You can still crit.
Yeah.
You miss every shot you don't take.
It's what it says under your name.
I know. I'm just making sure that's in the math that I was doing in my head that I had to take... If I didn't get a crit, I'd have to take negative five for Precise Shot and then negative five for a second action. So I have to take 10 off the top.
Yep.
Okay. Well, here's for a crit. Come on, baby, crit. No, did not crit.
Okay. What'd you get?
15.
Ooh.
So that's your total? Without. No. Okay. 15, I would have added 10 in to take 10 away. So yeah, 15 is my total.
Okay. Fair enough.
I got hosed.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing fine.
So the 28 damage or the 23 damage that I took, you put back onto him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Game sucks. Rigged.
You're doing quite well, though.
You just say all that because right, I'm alive.
It's your turn.
Yeah, it depends on a bunch of stuff. I'm going to run towards the door and peek around the corner. And when I see this guy, I'm going to shoot him.
Okay.
I do have the precise shot feet, so.
All right, cool.
I miss. Let's try again. Miss again.
Okay. Cool. Edna?
Yeah?
Your friends are trying to, they're shooting all around you.
I am going trying. To back away.
Okay.
Rather expediently as I can in my current condition. Ow, ow, foot cramp.
You might want to take a, is there a disengage action or?
I mean, you can spend your action to retreat while being defensive.
That would be what I would do.
Okay.
I love the totally in-character foot cramp.
Well, you're not used to backing away from a fight. All right. So, that leaves us with, what?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm right there anyway.
Okay.
On the condition track is what you said.
Yep.
So that's -2 to all attack skills and ability checks.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yep.
And I can also have +4 to my attack.
It's a tough call to make. Do you want to stay and fight this guy?
Throw a frag and run away. Run away! Run away!
She's close enough now that she might hurt herself with a frag.
I don't have any frags on me currently.
Sure would be nice if we had some grenades right about now.
Oh, they're coming. Don't worry about it.
I probably can't swap out. I mean...
I'm listening.
Can I pop my ancestral blade back on my back, grab my bowcaster,
and
shoot as I'm backing away?
Pocket sand.
That's going to take up the rest of your turn, probably, unless you have quick draw.
Nick Hewitt suggesting pocket sand. Give me that.
Glitter!
Pocket glitter. I could see one of your characters pulling that.
Do Wookiees have pockets?
I mean...
Yeah, on the chest thing. They got chest
bandolier. I have kind of said that she's got like a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have quick draw. Dreadful Rage? Yeah.
I don't remember. It's your character. Got a feeling Sam's typing it in.
Yep. Dreadful Rage. Your rage bonus on melee attack and damage is +5 instead of +2.
Yep.
Okay. So you are very scary in melee, but this guy also beats 4.5 shades of hell out of you. So feel free to run away and let him chew through our ablative friends.
I'm going to be bravely brave Sir Robin. Brave Sir Robin, run away.
Good choice.
Good.
All right. But also,
bravely wet yourself at the Chicken of Andor.
I'm going to get one of my little med kits out, though, so that I can start bandaging my wounds as I'm sitting in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, run towards, you have to, we got to find another ship, so run into the next hangar bay. We're assaulting our way out.
Okay. All right. So, it is his turn. And he's going to... Wrong page. He is going to take off running.
Smart.
Yeah, so he basically does the Jedi trick where all of a sudden they're just a blur of motion. And he's off in another direction.
Hmm.
So going opposite of us.
You're going this way, he's going that way?
Yes.
Okay, this is acceptable.
Okay. Okay. So then that takes us back around to, what's his name? Ted. Yeah.
He's running?
He's running.
Can I shoot him as he's running?
You can certainly try, yes.
Okay. Well, we're just going to stick with the Z6. And...
okay.
That will be a crit.
Okay.
Womp womp. He's probably still going to survive this.
Probably.
Oh, lordy.
All right. So, yeah. So, nat 20.
Okay.
And I need 3d10. So, the 10. It's a 3. And 9. So, 22 plus 1 makes 23 times 2. 46 damage.
46. Okay, one sec here. All right. So you see where the shot like glances off the back of his helmet, but he just keeps going.
So he's still alive.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, Udex.
Well,
he is exiting combat. So
I don't mind. I'm gonna run into the next hallway and see if this ship's any bigger.
Okay. And that was the one that you had Edna and the Major blow the hole so you could get into that bay, correct?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
There is an Imperial troop transport sitting there.
Brilliant.
Yeah, just one of their little landing ships.
Yeah, nothing. They just, just like the one we drove in on.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So it's got enough for us to load up our dudes.
Yeah. Assuming it's not already full of dudes, but whatever. I charge in.
Okay. You charge in, and there's nobody on this ship.
Cool. Into the cockpit. Emergency boosts. Screwdriver in. Unlock this thing.
Okay. Gonna need somebody to make a pilot check?
I'm unlocking it, so Ted, if you want to get in, or whichever of you guys.
All right, I'll do pilot check.
I was gonna say Ted's better at piloting.
Let's see, 18 plus 25.
25, all right. You have absolutely no problem getting this thing up and going and taking off. Your surviving troops are buckled in and ready to go.
All right.
All right. Rendezvous point, Charlie. Let's go.
Yep. The other shuttle with Scurvy and Zap, you know, kind of makes for a similar destination, obviously.
And Major Tom, rendezvous point, Charlie.
Yeah, and the stolen ship.
Two stolen
ships. Two stolen ships. Mitosis.
Yeah, you guys are getting quite the fleet going on here. All right. So, you reach your rendezvous point.
Also, on the way, I am definitely taking this thing's transponder and doing unspeakable things to it.
The Imperial shuttle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which ship have been on?
The Imperial shuttle with these guys.
They're backed up.
Never say no to backup.
I'm hitting a med pack on the way.
Yeah, there's a locker full of expired stuff, but it's probably still good.
No, I've got med packs in my content I haven't used yet.
I'm trained in trade injury.
What?
I forgot I was trained in trade injury.
Yeah, you made a Wookiee version of yourself. You can patch people up and you're good at talking. Oddly enough.
Okay, I need to work on treating my injuries.
Okay.
Which is great that I rolled a 3, but I have a plus 17, so it's fine.
Yeah. All right. So along the way, while you're patching yourselves up, checking over the troops, you reach the rendezvous point, and
you know. I presume you're meeting up with Pocket Aces, and what was the name of your other Corellian ship?
Manon Calling.
Manon Calling, thank you. Brain fart.
Manon.
Yep. Anyway.
We hadn't done it yet this session.
So you meet up with them, and what are you going to do from there?
Well, let's check this data and make sure we got everything we need for Project Doomslayer.
Okay.
Looks like full data files for that and everything else. So I'm going to transfer, well, it's not like we can send it in the clear. So let's send it, let's set up a rendezvous point with Purple Hair and do a data handoff.
Hello, Purple Hair Lady.
Hello, Purple Hair Lady.
Yeah, Kayleen. Kayleen Hentz, as I recall. Anyway.
She's a canon character, so I feel like I should probably know. But
all right. So as you're going along and looking at this thing, you realize this thing has a massive armament. The design you've stolen, like hundreds of turbo lasers. This isn't, and it can add on to itself as it recycles, but it can also build ships and walkers and armor out of everything it rips out of a city.
It's a planet destroyer.
Close. It's a world devastator.
Oh. Going deep in the old stuff here.
Thank you.
You've activated a core memory of flying around this thing in a V-wing on my cousin's N64.
Aw. Yeah. For me, it was Dark Horse.
Yeah, they're out of all the things in Star Wars, this is one of the dumbest looking. But
yes, mm-hmm. Well, you know, they didn't have any of the Imperial artists work on it, just the engineers. So it's, you know, the space equivalent of a Cybertruck.
It's the space equivalent of the box a Cybertruck comes in. All right. Well.
Oh, that was great. Okay. So Kayleen receives the plan. She's okay. So this is big. We're going to have to shut that project down. So yeah, we're going to need some help on that, but we need to figure out where they're actually building this thing, how to get there, how to destroy it. Very good job, guys. Very impressed. As a matter of fact, coincidentally, those other ships you were asking about have suddenly become available.
What do you know? Hey.
Ta-da.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now we've got a fully stocked up CAG wing for our little rebel cell, as well as we're going to do some recruiting because we lost about 6 mud jumpers out of our very limited capacity of mud jumpers. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I feel like we're doing pretty well as far as these things go.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. You guys survived that.
That's somehow. Cool.
Yeah.
Are you saying that as John or as...
As John, yes.
Or as Kayleen.
He's a little too surprised.
I wasn't sure.
We were to
challenge you guys, you know.
I mean, that was throwing a pretty scary dude who apparently hasn't started a new day job yet was fun.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to have to recruit some pilots, right?
Yep.
You need to replenish your mud jumpers, but you have 2 Corellian Corvettes. Your Tortuga that you started with, the Ilgon Gains,
the Pocket 2 Aces, shuttles,
the Pocket Aces, and whatever ship you just stole.
Manon Calling, we have that one too.
The other ship that you just stole.
And the 2 other ships we just stole.
Yeah. So I need to ask, what direction do you guys want to take this in? Do you want to do the whole fleet command going forward?
Really?
We could spool it off and have like a rebel cell that supports us, and we're the tip of the spear for mud jumpers.
Start our own little rebel base.
I like the idea of having our own rebel base and being sent out on missions, and having, you know, we can have send one ship that we use primarily, and then we have other ships that we send out to do our nefarious biddings for us.
And well, I feel like if we have our own little rebel base, we can add people in for one shot characters.
So if somebody would like to play with us.
If only that were an option on our Patreon. It can be if it's not already.
It already is an option.
Okay. So, yes, that is roughly what I had planned for you folks tonight.
Hey, you look
perfect.
Yeah.
Great success.
Yes.
We did.
Great success. Yay.
And we only took, what, 70-ish damage across two people?
46 if it was on me, so.
Ooh, so it was like 100.
It was over 100.
I got 40, no, what? 20.
Good job.
Points of damage?
Good job, team. Great. Thanks for all the work you do protecting your little weebly mechanic in the back.
Yeah, I took 46 and then got yeeted across the hangar. So mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
So that was fun.
It was.
Oh, was that who I think it was? Probably. If I've read the Darth Vader comics.
Maybe.
Was it
Facebook chat.
Yeah, no, Sam, you're wrong.
Oh, was I right?
Yes. You might want to share that with Sam later. Or now, just watch him.
Yeah, it's a Sith Stalker.
A Sith Stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you played Force Unleashed.
I did not.
You would have seen this. Hold on a second.
Oh, I see their armor.
You pulled up the picture? Okay.
Yeah, I got him. Those are scary.
I'm going to bring it back up on the screen because I still have it, that picture open. So for those of you who are watching and were wondering why we were all so scared, is because we were fighting this guy. And this guy, now, if you go into, like, you go to Wikipedia, and you search Sith Stalker, it'll show you all the variations of the armor and things that they wear. These dudes are scary as crap. And they are tough, tough, tough.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, their armor is grafted into their skin.
Yes.
And it helps them to channel their pain and their rage and make them even, yeah, it's pretty wicked.
Yeah.
So.
I should really play that video game.
Oh, that's such a great game.
I have it installed. I've been playing through Mass Effect recently because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I have it installed. I started in about halfway through, and I get about halfway through, and every time I'm like, okay, I want to start it over again because I like going back and being Vader and chucking Wookiees off the bridges in Kashyyyk.
That is my favorite part of the game, yeah. Did you ever get the DLC?
Oh, yeah, I have all the DLCs.
Okay.
For those games.
So you've been able to wear the Sith Stalker armor in character, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty wicked.
It is.
I mean, Starkiller's OP as it is, and then you put him in the Sith Stalker, and it's just done. Nothing can touch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's really hard to port a character like that into any other medium because the game is so OP.
He has to be so dialed back to bring Starkiller into physical media.
Yeah.
So,
or a game,
or yeah. All right, guys. Before we let everyone go, we do have some reminders. We want to remind you first and foremost that we talked about this at the beginning of the show, but last week Monday we had the awesome opportunity to have Armin Shimmerman, Kitty Swink, Jonathan Frakes, John Billingsley, and Juan Carlos Cotto join us on the show. Your opportunity to donate for that event is not over with. This link will be put down in the show notes as soon as we click end on the show, because I forgot to put it in the show notes before we got started. I do apologize for that, but please consider giving as little as $5. $5 is the minimum that their system will accept, but even at $5, your $5 and somebody else's $5 and somebody else's $5, it all adds up really quickly. So please consider skipping a coffee, a cheeseburger, whatever it is that you buy that's $5 or ish,
and donate it to PanCAN. Help them fight pancreatic cancer. Because out of the 66,000 people that will get pancreatic cancer this year, they expect 55,000 of them to die. That's how devastating this disease is. So please, please check into that. But yeah, so that's, yeah, that's still available for you guys to donate to. And then, yeah, we've got, just our regular goodbye notes.
All right. Well, last week, our guest was all around geeky, badass Lindsay Russo. She's an actor. She's a voice actor. She does her stunts on top of all of that. You've heard her in Call of Duty 3 Modern Warfare, Monster Hunter Rise, and Transformers War for Cybertron. Just to, you know, name a few. There's more, obviously. You can still find that video on our YouTube channel or listen to it on your favorite audio podcast provider. May we suggest our dear friends over at Good Pods.
Yes, exactly. Or go to Patreon and check out the awesome staring contest that Lindsay and I had unknowingly. It's good times.
I forgot about that.
We each had, each one of us had a hesitation in the video, and neither one of us thought the other one was talking, or the, he thought the other one was glitched, and so we're both just kind of staring there pensively at the monitor, waiting for everything to break free. But yeah, it's a good time. Now this Friday we have something that. This is someone that we've been trying to get on the show for quite some time, and I am so super duper ridiculously excited that this actually happened. But we got to interview the one, the only TC Carson. He is the voice of Kratos. He is the voice of Mace Windu in Star Wars Clone Wars. Oh. Yes, folks, we brought you a god and a Jedi master. Yeah, we had an absolute just wonderful conversation with TC. Not only that, he also has one of the smoothest voices you're ever going to hear sing. And yeah, he's, to borrow a line from Stuart Scott from ESPN, he's as cool as the other side of the pillow. This man is amazing. We had such a good time with him. So yeah, check out his singing. You can find him right here on the old YouTubes. And he's got a channel with all of his music on there, and just got an amazing voice for singing. Now, you can wait till Friday. Or you could go to Patreon right now, because I cheated and put it up a day early. Ooh, and
Timothy.
Because, yeah, because this was TC Carson, and TC Carson's amazing, and more people need to hear from Kratos and Mace Windu. Not to mention that there's about 10 minutes of bonus footage that has been added onto.
Including.
I was going to say, isn't there something about clogs?
Including a discussion of Tim's foray into clog dancing around the age of 9.
And the only good song ever sung by Elvis Presley.
Oh, that one.
And if
hurt.
You know how much I hate Elvis Presley, you know how epic that's going to be.
That was cold.
So anyway, you can start on our Patreon channel for as little as $3 a month, and that gives you access to all this content early. And there's other levels with other different rewards, including an opportunity to here live with us on this here game type channel, along with getting some really cool free loot as part of your membership. So anyway, guys, check that all out. It'll all be down in the show notes down below. We appreciate each and every one of you patrons, whatever you call them. We appreciate you. Whatever we call you, we appreciate you. That's what we do. And we thank you guys for hanging out. And we've had some really nice viewership tonight. We've had some really awesome comments come through. And so we really appreciate everything that you guys are doing for us here. And, one more time. Sam, remind them why Growing Skywalker is so freaking cool.
Well, it's cool mostly because of my wonderful fiance, but also from all the listeners we have, because we get to take you all on this journey as if you were watching Star Wars for the first time. And it's delightful. We love it. We love doing it, and we love all of our listeners. So find us there, find us everywhere, and find us on a delightful episode tomorrow morning.
And go check out their Patreon, too, because they've got some really cool, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the Spice thing.
Spice Run.
Spice Run. I keep wanting to call it the Spice Rack, and I know that's not what it is, but
No, our Spice Run content, we do non-canon work there, and we swear. And it is, I have a few Patreons that I subscribe to. We put out a lot of content, you guys. We do like 20 to 40 minutes a week for like $3 a month. So that's a, it's a great deal on content. And it doesn't make rent, but it does, it does pay for equipment, which helps.
There you go. Makes for fun.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap us up for the FSF podcast. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Copyright 2024 FSF podcast. Reference any specific product or entity mentioned on this podcast does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by FSF podcast. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. If you have any questions about this disclaimer, please contact us via email at info@fsfpopcast.com.